Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. There are so many places to show up, isn't there? Networking groups, industry association, mastermind groups, and yes, online social media platforms as well. If you're on the hunt for more clients though, we need to be very, very clear about what groups are great for that. So let's move past the obvious criteria. Of course, you need to be sure that your clients are there too. Here are two things I consider before committing time and resources. First up, I look at the power structure. What is required to be a superstar there? Now, here's a true story. I once belonged to a group filled with prospective clients. Looked great on paper. What I quickly learned? In order to be considered the cool kid, the leader had to sing my praises. And for that to happen, I needed to work for them for free. Hey, good to know. A lot of groups have secret requirements like this. So check out the inside scoop. Talk to other members, whatever. Second, timeline. Based upon the above power structure, how long is this going to take? Now, I have a rule that I have never shared publicly before. Here it is. If a marketplace passes the first test, I will go for broke. I will network, I will post, I'll help anybody I can. I give fully and completely. I also check results of that every 4 months. After the first year, I either move forward or scale back. After year two, if I don't see enough return on investment, return on my effort, I move on. Communities, online or traditional, take a lot of energy to maintain. They require a commitment. So we need to be clear not only on those requirements, but also track our ROI. This right here is the difference between getting new clients and spinning your wheels. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.